When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jam's Friday, everybody. Dan just got out of the TARDIS. He's now DJ Shagru. Viggity Viggity Vic is running around with a fan in the newsroom. In the traffic hut, Esmeralda Leon just got finished drilling another hole in the floor with her head. Esmeralda the Heart Melda. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. And this is where we celebrate R&B and get your weekend kicked off on a funky note. So call us right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. Dan, do we have my first request? Whatever happened to Snap? Do we know whatever? Whatever happened to Snap? That's truly a one-hit wonder, right? I don't know. Did Snap ever have another hit? And that was a big hit. That was a great song. It's a great song.
Never knew it was about a breakup.
Yeah. Yeah.
They intermingle with all those bands. Like LaBouche.
LaBouche. Uh-huh.
Who else? They have... There was another band that sounded just like Snap.
There was a, you know, that's actually that song, a remix of that song, is played during the opening credits of the criminally underrated movie Hanging with the Homeboys. Played at the beginning of Hanging with the Homeboys, which is a great movie with a terrible title. Don't let that title put you off, because it is a great film. All right, are we ready for some more Fly Jams on Fly Jams Friday, Friday Fly Jams? 312-981-7200. Here's a request from the 312 area code. I wish you would have did that 2 years ago. Let me feel the body hit the skin, yo. Now you see a brother making a little dough. I really hate that mess, but I love you, yo. Love to love you. Yeah. You know, Timbaland is like one of the best producers ever. Just, you know, like the stuff that he did with, well, the stuff that he does with everybody. He works with everybody. He's produced records for like 55 million people. And I'm being conservative in that amount of people. But obviously the stuff he did with Timberlake and that album that he put out with Nelly Furtado is phenomenal. With Promiscuous?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's a real good song.
Oh, man.
Side note.
Yeah.
Rhythm is a Dancer. Snap.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Thank you. They did have another. And that was a big hit, too.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell happened to Snap?
Such a good song.
Oh. Yeah, that's a great song. Okay. All right, we got a break. Get your Fly Jam requests in. It's a funky Friday, 312-981-7200. The news is up next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's my second request for Fly Jams Friday. I love that song. CNC Music Factory. Gonna make you sweat. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday, so that means it's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. 7200 for your requests. We celebrate all things funky and R&B on Fridays. 312-981-7200. And there you go. Dan, do you remember or DJ Shigeru, do you remember the rapper's name on CNC?
You know, I was trying to think of it as I was watching. What is it?
Freedom Williams. One of the greatest rap names of all time. Freedom Williams. You remember their second big hit?
No, what was that?
Things That Make You Go, Hmm. You remember Arsenio Hall was popular in the early 90s.
Was that, didn't Spike co-opt that, Spike Odell?
I think he did, yeah. I think Spike did. But yeah, that was with their two big hits. They may have had another one. You remember the controversy? Because the woman who did the voice, who sang on that song, was, I think she was one of the Weather Girls, if I'm not mistaken. And she was heavyset. She's a heavyset woman. And they put some hot, skinny chick in the video to lip sync. I don't know if there was a lawsuit involved in that. I think there might have been a lawsuit.
I do want to say there was a lawsuit.
And it was the girl, and it was one of the Weather Girls. The Weather Girls, by the way, did It's Raining Men, which is also a Fly jam. And another little piece of trivia. Dan, you know this. Who wrote It's Raining Men?
I don't know this.
What?
I know this, but I don't know.
Okay, you just forgot. You know, it's Paul Schaefer.
Ah.
Paul Schaefer wrote It's Raining Men. Hallelujah. Which, by the way, is Homer Simpson's favorite song. It's Raining Men? All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for Fly Jams Friday, and here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, do you remember a while back we spoke about Eric Clapton stealing Patty Boyd from George Harrison? He wrote Layla and Wonderful Tonight.
Yeah, well, most of that Derek and the Dominoes album is about her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this morning I have another story like that, except this one's a story of unrequited love. Back in the late 60s, there was a band called the Left Bank, spelled with an E on the end, and one of the band members, the bass player, was dating a ballet dancer named Renee, and this guy Michael Brown, who played keyboards, wrote their two biggest hits for her, a song called Pretty Ballerina, and then this song, he wrote them to try to steal her away from the bass player. Here's the Four Tops cover of Walk Away, Renee.
I've never heard that version, Bob.
Really?
I've never heard that version before.
Well, in case you're interested, Michael Brown never did get Renee, but he got a couple hits, including that one Rolling Stone ranked number 220 of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And he passed away a couple of years ago from a heart attack at 65. Had a wife and a couple sons.
Wow. All right.
On your game show song, someone brought up Tijuana Brass. They actually had three theme songs, but the Whipped Cream, you know, the one with the famous album cover.
Yeah.
That was actually shaving cream, not whipped cream. But Whipped Cream was the song that they used to introduce the bachelors, and here they are.
On the newlywed game, yeah.
Right.
Or on the dating game.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know Karen Carpenter was a contestant before she was famous?
I didn't know that. I bet there's a website that's dedicated to how many famous people were one time on the dating game.
I think if she would have been my date, I would have said, hey, forget about first base, just sing to me.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Bob, thanks.
Hey, did you see the ring ceremony?
I did, of course.
I was disappointed they didn't mention Fowler and Chapman. I thought they should have brought them up, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, Fowler's going to get his in June because he didn't want it mailed to him. So Fowler's coming because he's, that's when St. Louis comes here. So he didn't want it mailed. He wanted to get it at the stadium, and I'm sure that they'll probably acknowledge him big time that day.
I hope so. He deserves it. And
absolutely.
So does Chapman, too.
I agree. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Take care, Nick.
Take care.
All right.
312-981-7200. I think that's, you know, like Fowler, they said, we'll mail it to you. And Dexter's like, no, I want to come to Wrigley and get it. So I'm sure that they'll do like a nice little thing before the game in June when, give it to Dexter.
How expensive would the insurance be to mail that thing?
Could you imagine? Could you imagine that? Oh, man. All right. Somebody wanted to hear this classic. 708 area code, Esmeralda wanted to hear this, and this is a classic. Yeah, man. Little Funky Town.
Do you?
What happened?
You always take us to Funky Town.
Every Friday. Every Friday, I'm driving.
We're
I'm driving
the,
funky bus to Funky Town. Because it's funky.
Can I imagine the wheels bop up and down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bus jumps up and down.
Yeah.
Like a lowrider.
Mm-hmm.
As we're busting through Funky Town.
Yeah, the sun is also dancing.
We have to get through Toontown to get to Funky Town.
Right, though. Of course.
So, speaking of smiling suns and dancing suns. Oh, man. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your Fly Jam requests. All right, let's hear. Mark, what's your request?
This is a cover of Where Did Our Love Go, but it's not Soft Cell. It's from early 1971 by Donnie Elbert.
Okay, let's hear it. Good. Nice cover. Yeah. That's not, the Soft Cell version of that is connected to Tainted Love. Like it segues into that.
Oh, okay.
Like the long version of Tainted Love, the one that we play in the clubs all the time, would go into that.
Right.
So, yeah. That's exactly right. By the way, we have a Blackhawks Express to play this morning. I tried to put the game from last night out of my mind, but we do have a Blackhawks Express coming up in just a couple of minutes. All right, let's talk with Tom on WGN. Tom, what do you got?
How you doing, Nick?
Right.
I got Nothing But a Heartache by the Flirtations.
Nothing But a Heartache, Flirtations. Here we go. Yeah, that's a good name for a band, the Flirtations. I like that. Yeah, the Flirtations. It rhymes also with Temptations, so they would be a good opening band.
Or Corporation.
Well, there's a Hughes Corporation. That's an actual band.
There you go.
You know what song they did? Hughes Corporation.
A love.
What?
Love Train.
Oh, well, you know what? No.
Oh.
But no, but there's a vehicle involved. It's not a train.
Love bus.
Not a bus.
Car.
It's the water.
Boat. Oh, yeah.
Hughes Corporation. What happens when you're on the waves on a boat?
It's that one.
What happens on the waves?
On the love boat. Oh, no, I'm still thinking Love Train.
It's not. No, that's Love Train. Love
I don't
train.
Know. What is it?
What are we playing? What are we? Are we playing Celebrity Name Game here?
It's a really bad version.
Rock the boat.
Oh, rock the boat.
Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over.
Right, 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 right.
Hughes Corporation opening for the Flirtations, who are opening for the Temptations.
And who does Love Train?
Nipsey Russell. No, Love Train is the OJs. That's a great song.
Join hands.
Yeah.
Right.
On Love Train. Love Train. Yeah. That's right. All right. I think we've got the, if anybody's looking to program something at Northerly Island, we've got the three bands that are ready to go.
The Shuns tour?
The rhyming tour. All right. Let's get back to some Fly Jams Fridays. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. What do you got, Roosevelt?
I got Jealous Kind of Fella by Garland Green.
Oh, this is a great song. All right, let's hear it. Great song. All right, Roosevelt, have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy, take care. Great song. Fly. They were just, Dean gave Fast and the Furious a B.
That's good. That's above average.
That's above average. That's correct. I don't care what the critics say. I can't wait to see it. The Rock takes a submarine missile and throws it.
Like a tiny one?
No.
Like a big one?
As it's flying next to him, he grabs it, readjusts it, and whips it.
Okay.
Because these movies are very realistic.
Uh-huh. No, I believe that he could do that.
The Rock can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, well, he's The Rock.
He's The Rock. All right, let's find out what's coming up on the opening bell. Dave Plyer in for Steve Grzanich. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Morning. You know, the markets are closed, so we're not going to really have a show today.
Oh, all right. See you later.
Good night, Nick. What's happening? Hey, I haven't talked to you on the air in a while. Congratulations on the whole Walk of Fame thing. Very happy for you.
Thank you. I'm honored and thrilled, and I appreciate that. Thanks.
Speaking of legends, you know, I don't get to talk to you much, but Rickle's gone. Who's left, Nick? I'm sure you've talked about this. Is it Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis is the man. God, he's 91, turned 91 in March.
Very spirited.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's still a lunatic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lunatic. But yeah, Rickles was the last of a breed, man.
I think about Carl Reiner still around, Mel Brooks, Dick Van Dyke, but it's not that old school stuff that you and I love, you know.
Right. Well, the thing is, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner still go to dinner together.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
And it's just, could you imagine being a fly on the wall in that situation?
Yeah. Well, both their wives have passed, so they get together for dinner at each other's houses and stuff all the time. I love that.
It's crazy. And Bob Newhart and Don Rickles did that up until until his death.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Big loss there.
Yeah,
big
absolutely.
Loss there. Well, we do have Paul Nolte from always comes down on Fridays, and we talk a little bit about the markets and earnings. And then we also, I had talked to Cardinal Blaise Cupich since it's Easter weekend, Passover, all kinds of good stuff this weekend. And so he's talking about a new anti-violence initiative that is being kicked off today, and he's also starting some new job programs to get some kids off the street. So we'll be talking to him later in this broadcast as well.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, buddy. Have a
great
weekend.
Day. Have you a great too. Weekend as well. All right. I think we can sneak in one more here, Fly Jams. 815 area code. Wanted to hear some Tower of Power. If you got the power, then you all know what you gotta do. You can't lay dead to catch it. Yeah, you've got to funkifize, Esmeralda. You have to.
Is that like jazzercise?
It's a requirement to yes, that's exactly what it is, to funkifize. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And
you
happy Easter to everyone. And we'll be back on Monday morning with a review of the greatest film ever made, The Fate of the Furious.
I was going to say, happy Fast and Furious.
And also Colossal with Anne Hathaway as a giant monster. So we'll talk about that as well. We got a break here. The news is coming up next, and then opening bell, Dave Plyer coming up.